All right, here we go with Boots and Salutes on this Thursday morning, 306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Anything that might be on your mind, we'd love to hear about it. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You can start things off today.
Yes, you mentioned some self-government for Native clans or whatever. How can they have self-government and treaties at the same time? They should be one or the other. Thank you.
306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. As I mentioned yesterday, we were stuck in the debate as to whether or not the speed cameras were cash grabs, whether they were actually doing their job for safety. We can pick up on that conversation. If you want to have your say, of course, you can go to cjwwradio.com. And, of course, a lot of people talking and watching the NAFTA negotiations. And the question on cjwwradio.com is, do you think the federal government should back down on some of its requests with the NAFTA negotiations to make sure that a deal is made? So far, 60% say no, 24% say yes, the rest aren't quite sure. Now, of course, you can have your say by going to cjwwradio.com, or you can call us this morning with your thoughts on Boots and Salutes at 306-938-0600, or toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to offer a salute to a couple of people whom I'll never meet, but performed a very, very wonderful act of kindness. I was parked at a drive-through on Stonebridge near Preston Avenue, and this white SUV in front of me was doing a transaction. And as I pulled up through the window, the girl says, "The people in the car ahead of you have paid for your food order." And she handed me a little card saying, "This act of kindness was performed in memory of Angel Anna." So I sincerely would like to offer a bouquet of thanks to them, and I really appreciate it. And I hope that the memory of Anna continues for a long time to come. Thank you so much. I hope you folks are listening.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I like to boot that guy. He took too long.
Okay. 306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. That is remarkable, though.
That's incredible.
That's a heck of a way to do a legacy, right? Like, that's so cool. That just gave me shivers. So, a salute to you, sir. That's a heck of a story to pass along.
Yeah, and I would, you know, I spend so much time in the coffee drive-thru.
Yeah,
that I would be well suited to have a legacy of that type for a drive-through somewhere. They should name it drive-through in honor of me.
Yeah, there you go. That's where we're gonna go. We can't spell pierogi, but we're gonna name a drive-through
the Chisholm drive-through. I like it.
Might as well do that. You know. Good morning, Boots. Whoops. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi. Good morning. The First Nations can do whatever they want, because if they don't get what they want, they just start crying discrimination.
All right. So, I was in amongst a group of people that were talking about the carbon tax, right?
So, were they using bad words?
Well, no. It was more of a harsh reality, right?
All right.
Prime Minister was in town last week.
Yes.
January 1 is kind of the deadline, the day that we've got to get on board or it's going to be implemented, right? It'll one way or the other. So on a scale of 1 to 5, how sure are you that we are not going to have a carbon tax on January the 1st?
I'm at about a 3.
Right in the middle.
Yep. Because I'm not completely convinced that they want to go there. You want to drive this down our throat, and there are other provinces that are lining up with Saskatchewan. Do you want a civil disobedience going on here?
I don't know, but
you're a 5?
There were a lot of 5s. A lot of people think that, you know, we can go to court as much as we want, but end of the day, we're going to have to pay.
I'm not completely sold.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. On the photo radar, I was in BC when they had it out there. What everybody did is they started pleading not guilty. It jammed the court system and ended up defeating the government. So there's your option. Good day. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Calling from PA. Just a big boo to the person who dumped those four car seats in the recycle bin. Like, come on, people. How stupid are you? Thank you.
306-938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Salute to Jared Bowles. Yesterday, he was up at Midtown Plaza. If you saw it on our Facebook page, I don't know if it's a self-portrait or not of his smile cookie.
Yeah, well, they had a contest to make some Tim Hortons smile cookies.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because the proceeds from the Tim Hortons smile cookies sold in Saskatoon going to the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital. So this was staged by the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital. And our man Jared, I thought he made a pretty good-looking cookie. It appears to have a beard of some sort. I'm not quite sure. I think Jared just did that so it could have a maximum amount of icing, which is something that I heartily endorse. You cannot have too much icing on your cookie.
Okay, I can see maybe where the beard comes in, maybe.
Well, what do you think that was?
I thought it was like drool, because you wanted more of the smile cookies.
I suppose, but no, I think you're right. One other topic of discussion, and I haven't heard anybody talk about it recently. Remember yesterday I told you a gas price coming down 8th Street was 114, 119, and 125?
Yes.
The 114 has fallen off. We were at 119 and 125. I noticed both prices on 8th Street. So before you fill up, take a good hard look. You know what? Remember we used to have, and I keep going back to the old days when we used to have price wars.
Mm.
Remember those? Those were awesome. Price wars in the fuel industry were tremendous. I haven't had one of those in a little while.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Morning. How's it going?
Good.
Good. Hey, you guys have been talking about these photo radar things and moving them around. It's difficult for them to move them because they have to move the signage with them. They have to forewarn you that it's there.
But couldn't they leave the signs up there even if it isn't there?
Well, they have to warn you because if you go to court over it and somebody says, well, there was nothing saying that there was a photo radar coming, they call it entrapment.
Wow, that seems odd, doesn't it?
I know. I mean, if you find a lawyer that will do it, you can get out of your speeding ticket. But, I mean, you just had to pay a lawyer to work his way around it. But it's pointless. I don't see why. If you just obey the speed limit, there's no ticket.
Thanks for your call. Did I ever tell you, did you ever fight a speeding ticket?
No.
Yeah, I went to represent myself once, and I have to give the judge full credit. She heard me out right to the very bitter end, and then she looked at me and she said, Mr. Chisholm, you should leave earlier next time, and you can pay your ticket at the desk on your way out. But you know what? She was very kind. She listened to my whole story, all of the sobbing and all the weeping, and still gave me my ticket.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Is it going to snow this weekend? And I hope so. I hope so much. And also, let's go Argonauts.
All right. Bah humbug. You know, they're really trying hard to make that thing work in Toronto, aren't they?
Well, I don't know what they can do. I really don't. They need something. They need somebody. Durant Carter might, as a matter of fact, be just that spark they need. He's that huge personality that perhaps has the opportunity to cut through in a place like Toronto. But I'm not quite sure that he's going to have to play some pretty amazing football in order to get back to that stature where the team might let him go. Like, let him go. Run off his mouth and say some crazy things and create some controversy that might sell some tickets. At the end of the day, it's about selling tickets, right?
That's exactly it.
We like to say, well, you know, it's about football. No, it's not. It's about getting people in the seats because that's what keeps football going.
Well, they've got a big promotion on this weekend. Come dressed as a seat, so it'll be good at BMO Field, I'm sure.
Sad.
That's going to do it for Boots and Salutes this morning. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we've got Legendary Country from Wade Hayes, Clint Black, Joe D. Messina. Also, you know it. You know she's ready. The CJWW Sask Milk Cash Cow is going to pay off for somebody. It could be you. Have your PIN numbers ready for your chance to play. Boots and Salutes, brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered.